Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, world. This is me. Hello, world. How are you doing? We're back again. We're alive. We're alive. And I'm going to say something so positive. We got a roof over our heads. We got clothes on our back. And we got Frankie. And we got food on the table. Yeah. Okay, Frankie. Tell him. Oh, yeah. Okay, that's enough, Frankie. Thank you. Thank you. Take it easy now. Okay. Welcome, everybody. World, are you there? Okay. The subject we'll be discussing has been changed because of, I feel that this is important. Achievement and success will come next week, but to this is important to tell you. Before I start, remember you can call in. I'm going to tell you the number, 347-826-7154. Yes. Anyway, we're going to talk about energies, which is so important because, you know, today, as far as astrology or whatever, we've cleared everything. We're on our way up now, and things are going to be great. We got to stay on a higher level. Okay, so to do that, I'm going to talk about what affects your life and how to clear it, the negative. Negative means negative. That's what it means. That's all I can tell you. Why should I tell you anymore? Okay, when people come on, 347-826-7154. Okay. How to do meditation? Did you know that meditating just 15 minutes a day could change your life? Just 15 minutes. Of just clearing, meditation is contemplating, is clearing your head, is emptiness. When your head is empty, they say, they call that enlightenment. Enlightenment is emptiness. Some lady friend says to me, she says, what are you planning on doing? What is it you're planning on? I said, I live in the now. And it's the most important, living in the now. Okay, we tend to perceive negative energy as something other people have. Sure, sometimes we feel negative, as in, go away and leave me alone, world. But did you know that negativity can be an ingrained in you, that it goes unnoticed? Why I'm saying that is I have people say to me, gee, I'm positive. I'm positive, which is so strange because I don't even realize that if you think you're positive, you're not. You're not positive at all because it just comes natural. You don't think about it. You're just being. Being, it means you don't know what you're doing. Just being means you're just being. Okay, let's go back to this again. That's because negativity sometimes wears a disguise called reality. It's easy to rationalize that you're just being realistic and not daring to act on a dream or believe it. Okay, you may assume that positive people are not being realistic, that they're being naive, that they are in denial with their heads stuck in the sand, that they put on fake smiles in the face of difficulty and so forth, but are they really happy? idiots, or is there something to their positivity, which is so important? Consider this. Since when does being realistic necessarily mean that things will go wrong and that you have to accept that as the truth? That doesn't mean that being realistic is automatically negative. When you view the world from a realistic standpoint, you can't help but be negative if your version of reality is negative. If your version of reality is negative, you're conditioned to believe that whatever you can go wrong will go wrong, and whatever can go right will probably go wrong too. Your unconsciously held beliefs make you into a negative person without you being aware of it. So, as far as I'm concerned, when you think positive, you know what the outcome is going to be, let it go. Let it go. And I usually say let it go and leave it up to the universe. So if this negativity is so ingrained in you people or whoever that you don't notice it, how do you determine whether you're stuck in a cloud of negative energy that is attracting the wrong people, the wrong situations, and wrong feelings? And how can you be sure you're not perpetuating that negativity? Okay, we're going to do a quick quiz to gauge the level of negative energy within you. Do you complain all the time or just sometimes? We're going to talk about complaining. Complaining, I guarantee if you can go for 48 hours, I've said this before on the radio show, without complaining once, I promise you, your life will change for the best. Do you often discuss what's wrong in the world more than what's right? This includes the terrible weather, the horrible traffic, the idiotic government, lousy economy, stupid in-laws, etc., etc. Do you criticize all the time or just certain people? Are you attracted to drama and disaster? Can you unglue yourself from the TV when there's a news story of the disaster? And can you avoid getting involved in our lives of dysfunctional celebrities? Do you blame all the time or just certain situations? Do you believe that you have no control over most of your results? Why I'm saying this is because I don't believe in watching the news. Okay, once in a blue moon, if you can handle it. But it's not good news. I like good news. I don't like to hear the hype of life. Do you feel like a victim? Do you talk about people doing things to you? Are you grateful for what is or will be grateful when things finally start going right for you? Do you feel like things are happening to you, or do you feel that they're happening through you? The last two points are important, by the way. If you're not grateful, except when things go right, you are negative. Gratitude is positive. If you're grateful for what is, including the unpleasant school of life lessons, then you can invite more and more positive energy into your life. And that's the solution. Believing that things happen to you puts you in a role of victim. Then it's easy to be negative because it's convenient to give up that power. So let's consider the alternative. Who or what is to blame when good things happen to you? Do Do you acknowledge that you're responsible for those good things? As in, you worked hard, you earned it, etc. But blame external events or other people for your failures? So how come, when good things happen, they are a result of what you do? But when bad things happen, they are not your fault? Nobody likes to hear that. It takes courage to accept that you create your life experience. If you've answered yes to any of the above questions, you are holding on to negative energy to some degree. Now, to clear your negative energy and raise your vibration, you'll need to retrain yourself to choose a positive attitude. Well, it was so amazing that I even went as far years ago as saying, oh, I got a green light. That's positive. So things, nobody likes to hear that. It takes courage to accept that you create your life experience. Okay. So if you answered yes to any of those questions, you are holding on to negative energy to some degree. So to clear your negative energy and raise your vibration, you'll need to retrain yourself to choose a positive attitude. I repeated that. Here's another interesting idea to consider. Have you noticed that positive people seem to get what they want out of life? And even if things don't go their way, they still enjoy their lives. Well, negative people whine and moan about their misfortunes and even the good things in their lives. Okay, let's get into this. To clear negative energy, try a 3-step process. Okay? Take ownership. When you think everything is someone else's fault, you'll suffer a lot. When you realize that everything springs only from yourself, you will learn both peace and joy. Thank you, Dalai Lama. Number 2, cancel negative thoughts and replace them with positive ones. Okay, I left this again. Here we go again. And see what this takes practice, okay? Dedication, making a decision to see the world through the eyes of what can go right instead of what can go wrong. You have to catch yourself anytime you're acting out or speaking out your negativity and immediately change your tune. Use the love or above spiritual toolkit to clear your energy and bring some light and love into your life. Visualize the positive instead of getting sucked into the negative. Overcoming past conditioning. Think intuitively from the soul instead of from reality. Create a new desired reality in your imagination and manifest it through the outer work, world. Nobody wants negative energy to permeate their lives, yet many of us allow it, but we allow it unconsciously. Wants negative energy to permeate their lives? Many of us will always allow it. I have to repeat that. But we allow it unconsciously based on past conditioning that suggests an inevitable outcome to certain situations. When you overcome that condition and realize that the future is not cast in stone, but you have more control over your circumstances than you believe, then you can begin to consciously design your life. What's going to happen then? Your positive energy will magnetically attract what you consider to be good and right for you, people, situations, things. And you'll notice a huge, huge increase in your happiness at all times. Okay, now As I said, I do customized meditations all over the world to customize your own comment. Call 1-800-333-LAFF. I repeat, 1-800-333-5233. That's LAFF, LAFF. Call in, leave your number, and I will customize a tape for you. Meditating and bring up to a higher vibration is happening. It's starting today. If you feel a little lighter, it's a good thing. For sure. Okay. So, okay, now the five principles, okay, for manifesting your desires. You know, it's what are you manifesting is number one. Below, I'm going to read to you the five key principles for genuine manifesting. When practicing these steps, make sure to stop committed to the goal of feeling good first and attracting stuff second. Continue to remind yourself that when you feel good, you energetically attract goodness into your life. When your primary function is to be happy, then whatever comes to you is irrelevant. Happiness is your true manifestation. What I say, happiness is a state of mind. Okay, principle one, clear space. Before you begin the manifestation process, you must take this necessary time to release all your disbelief in your power to be happy. One of the best ways to clear the blocks of disbelief is to pray for release. Begin a daily prayer practice of asking the universe to set you free from all limiting beliefs that block you from believing in your greatness, because you're already great. Stay open for the signs from the universe and show up for the assignments that are brought to you. Universal assignments come in many forms. Maybe you're guided to the relationship that brings up all the shit so that you have finally healed your fear. Or maybe you lose your job so that you can learn the lessons of self-reliance and strengthen your self-love. Trust that these assignments, however tough at times, are incredible opportunities for you to clean your energy and clear space to call in what you desire. Your mind is so powerful, it's unbelievable. Because Descartes says, I think, therefore I am. Your job is to pray for guidance to clear all that blocks you from believing in your greatness again. I'm going to repeat that again. Then allow universe to help guide you to whatever assignments you need to aid in the healing process. Principle two, let's get clear, okay? Let's get clear. Clarity is king. When it comes to manifesting your desires, you must have clear intention for what you want to call in. Otherwise, you can manifest a lot of what you don't want. Focus on what you desire and then make a list of all that goes along with it. If you're getting clear about the job you want, make a list of all the things about that job makes you happy. The office, the people, the salary, etc. Be unapologetic about what you want. This list helps, you know, to clarify your desires. So the first portion of this article was originally published on Positively Positive, okay? Everything is energy, okay? And it's true. And that's all there is to it. Match the frequency of the reality you want, and you cannot help but get that reality. It can be no other way. This is not a philosophy. This is physics by Bashar. You know, we are always manifesting, saying this. Each thought we have relates an energy flow within and around our physical being. This energy attracts its likeness. So if you're thinking, then your energy kind of, well, sucks and you attract sucky experiences. The opposite experience occurs when you think high level through like. Like, I rock. When you think and feel, I rock. You exude an energy of confidence and in turn attract great experiences into your life. Each thought you have informs your energy, and your energy manifests into the experiences. Your thoughts and energy create a reality. And it is so true that sometimes when something heavy duty happens, I don't give it any energy. I don't speak about it. I just get the solution by meditating and meditating till the answer comes. And when you are at a manifestation of meditating, your head, your soul, your heart has to be empty, completely empty. No thinking, no analyzing, just empty to hear an answer. This is no joke. This is for real. Okay, now, I don't like to talk about manifesting mishaps, but it's important. Manifestation has become a buzzword lately, okay? Though it's totally awesome that the law of attraction is now trendy, it also can be a bit misleading for folks who are unwilling to do the heavy lifting. If you truly want to use your energetic power to manifest greatness, you must clear all the blocks you from believing in your greatness. A Course in Miracles teaches that on some level. You've asked for everything that happens in your life. Your intentions create your reality. There's no need to beat yourself up. Simply recognize how your low-level thoughts are negative. Let it go. Let it go. If you have one negative, I was always teaching in my workshops and classes, cancel, cancel. When you're thinking something negative, just say cancel, cancel. And I do the G-I-G-O to garbage in, garbage out. Okay. Our soul always knows what to do to heal itself. The challenge is to silence the mind. So we were just talking about meditation, silencing the mind. Right? Or right. Okay. Say something about this. This is something. When you get to know someone, all their physical characteristics start to disappear. You begin to dwell in their energy. Recognize the scent of their skin. You see only the essence of the person, not the shell. That's why you can't fall in love with beauty or looks. You can lust after it, be infatuated by it, want to own it. You can love it with your eyes and your body, but not your heart. That's why when you really connect with a person, any physical imperfections disappear. They become irrelevant. Thank you, Lisa Unger, for that. Next. People may hate you for being different. at not living by society standards. But deep down, they wish they had the courage to do the same as you. Let's talk about the perfect friend. That's good, okay? Perfect friend is always happy to see you, full of great advice, loves to share a smile, ready to listen on a moment's notice, a warm spot here for you, available to lean on, for standing by your side, and good for holding and helping. Okay, next. Here's to the crazy ones. Before we change the world. Cheers. Isn't that the truth? Thanks, Joanna Depp. Next. What a wonderful thought it is that some of the best days of our lives haven't happened yet. I'm going to repeat that again. What a wonderful thought it is that some of the best days of our lives, they haven't happened yet. But if you believe, I'll tell you, in meditation, it is the best. Call in if you want to ask a question or share with this world. 347-826-7154. Call in. Come on. We want to talk to you. There's a saying, yes, already have all the resources you need within you. Just get rid of negative people around you. That's the secret. You already have everything. You are the greatest of the greatest. There's force in the universe which, if we permit it, will flow through us and produce miraculous results. Mahatma Gandhi said that. I love the Mahatma Gandhi saying is, an eye for an eye will make the whole world blind. Okay. People spend a lifetime searching for peace. They chase idle dreams, addictions, religions, even other people hoping to fill the emptiness that plagues them. The irony is the only place they ever need to search was within. So true, so true. Okay, next. Someday we're going to forget the hurt, the reason we cried, and who caused us pain. We will finally realize that the secret of being free is not revenge, but letting things unfold in their own way and own time. After all, what matters is not the first, but the last chapter of our life, which shows us how well we ran the race. So smile, laugh, forgive, believe, and love all over again. And next, the wound is a place where the light enters you. And Rumi said this, R-U-M-I. Okay. Next. To love without condition, to talk without intention, to give without reason, to care without expectation. That is the spirit of true love. Amen. This is interesting too. It's called I Choose. I choose to live by choice, not by chance. I choose to be motivated, not manipulated. I choose to be useful, not used. I choose to make changes, not excuses. I choose to excel, not compete. I choose self-esteem, not self-pity. I choose to listen to my inner voice, not to the random opinions of others. And that is so true. So true. All you do is lay back and enjoy the ride, because that's what we're all about. I used to say that years ago. I'm going to start laying back again. Hey, you guys and girls and wonderful people, whoever you are, wherever you are, we will talk about achievement and success possibly the next time. I don't know. I'm getting a feeling that it's not ready for the achievement and success, which next week I have a feeling if you're listening to this, what I'm doing now, then there's a chance we'll talk about that. I like this achievement and success. It's all between your ears anyway. But we have to discuss it. But let's get back to this. There is a place deep inside of us where all the answers reside. How many times do I have to say this? But I'm saying it. That place can only be accessed with a willingness to listen to our deepest feelings. So if you could put your head empty. When meditating, I was reading a book 20 years ago about meditation. If you can be empty in your mind, in your soul, the answers come. Emptiness is enlightenment. So open your heart and let love rush in from all corners of the universe. Yes, practice heartfulness. Dwell in your heart space more. Try the heart opening exercise. Imagine that there is a light in your upper chest near your heart. How to be happy? And as I said, happiness is a state of mind. If you want to be in a state of mind, that's true. How to be happy? Ignore people who think they know more about you than you do. So, I'm going to end it with saying, I mean, you had enough discussion today to get on with. We're on our way up, people. We are honest. There will be less aggravation. Honest. Honest engine. I'm just going to end it with saying that you are, you can say to yourself, I am not weird. I'm a limited edition. Da 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 da. Okay, so remember, customize a meditation will change your life. I customize it. And it's only, $29.99. Okay. 800-333-LAFF-LAFF, which is 5233. I did invent the laughter meditation 30 years ago, and it was just happened. I had a class. and did the meditation, and they all started to laugh through the whole laughter meditation. So wonderful people. Shall we end it with Frankie, baby? Hey, Frankie. Where are you? Everybody have a great week. I will do achievement and success next week for sure, next Monday, 7 o'clock. Okay, you good people. Remember, you're on your way up now. We're all on our way up. I promise you. You want me to start one more? Here. Here's one. Being happy doesn't mean everything is perfect. It means you've decided to look beyond the imperfections. When things get so rough, just remember, you got a roof over your head, you got food on your table, and you got clothes on your back. Wow, are you ever lucky? Just think how great you are, and great will come. Here we go, Frankie, come on. Let's go. Have a great week, everybody. Frankie wants you to have a great week, too. Okay, Frankie, tell him. Love you all, and the highest love forever. And as Kepacha says, so much love. Yes, and laughter. And laugh as long as you breathe, and love as long as you live. And any day that you can stay in pajamas all day is a great day. If you cannot be positive, then at least be quiet, right? Take time to do what makes your soul happy. Very important. Yeah. I'm not going to let you go yet, you guys. Hey, things money can't buy. This is important. Things that money can't buy. Here, slow down. Low, Frankie. Lower, low, Frankie. That's it. That's it. I want to tell them what they can. Things that money can't buy. One, manners. Two, morals. Three, respect. Four, character. Five, common sense. And I got to share that with you about common sense. Common sense is intelligence, because logic and common sense is intelligence. Okay, Frankie, you can keep going. Number six. Remember, these are things money can't buy. Trust. Number seven, patience. Patience. That's a big one for everybody. Number eight, class. You don't have to have all kinds of money to have class. Nine, because money can't buy these things. Integrity. And number 10 is love. But I'm going to go a little farther than love. The highest of the highest is unconditional love. Okay, I'll let you go now. Okay, you guys and girls and wonderful people. Okay, Frankie. Take care, everybody. Talk to you next week. And the subject we'll be discussing is achievement and success. I can't wait for that one. It's exciting. Goodbye, you all. I really mean it this time. Honest, honest, honest. Okay, bye for now.